talk about the GOAT here, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan, and you running your mouth talking about you're going to beat him one-on-one, why would you say something so blasphemous?
In my heyday, blasphemous. He would need help. 5-on-5 game, he good. One-on-one, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Will you stop it?
Pops has been, I don't want to say relatively quiet, because he is who he is. He's always himself. But he was far more conspicuous years ago than he is now in the public eye. Was that intentional on his part? Is it something that y'all asked of him? Or is it just something that happened naturally?
I think it just happened naturally, just the things that he started dealing with in his life. You know, obviously things that came up in his leg and stuff like that. Right. And I just felt like he kind of just pivoted more to the brand. Like right now, if you talk to him, he's really focused on just BBB and promoting that stuff right now. And, you know, just supporting his kids. Like you say, he's not in the media too much now, unless it's just positive stuff about the brand. So I feel like that was just naturally what happened. I think he came out super hot. And then, you know, over time, he just mellowed out a little bit.
As a kid, did you feel like your father got a bad rap?
It depends who you ask, but he's always been super loud, super, super confident, and hard-headed his whole life.
Well, he's loud, he's obnoxious, or confident, or, you know, overconfident, whatever the case may be. But to me, if that was a criticism, that was the only criticism that could ever be said about him. I always thought he was a good dude, that loved his family and cared about his family. So I was like, what the hell are people talking about? That was my attitude with him, so I'm glad to hear that he's doing well.